2021. We're in the midst of all kinds of action here. This is a very special show here. I'm broadcasting from Tahiti, where it's just calm and peaceful, but you guys up in the United States, wow, it's something else. So we brought in Stu Webb, and he has got Dr. Joe and Dr. Paul, and we have Patricia, and we have got a theme going on here. So we'll take it on here, Stu, and let's lead on here.
Well, at first I thank you, and we are doing a simulcast, and this is Stu Weber at StuWeb.com, and it is February the 5th, Friday, and we're going to have a pretty good show here. So I want to start, if we can, and I thank for Patricia and Don inviting us to be on with them, and I would like to, I think, start with Professor Joel, because of his past comments and so forth about your show, and hearing Ed Slade on there and so forth, but there's several subjects we had talked about off the air. Secession, white terrorism, FEMA doing the shots, Mossad owns Google. Joe, let it loose, would you please?
All right. A while back, Don, you had a gentleman on there that was tortured or by in Boeing Island. And during that talk, Stu interviewed Ed Slade. And Ed Slade was an Area 51 scientist that was eventually murdered. Stu tried to stop him from doing certain things that brought it about. But the question was, who were the aliens? Who are they? And the one key point that Ed Slade emphasized was that the aliens that he worked with were the fallen angels.
At Papoose Lake, Nevada.
In the Book of Enoch. All right, so now we've got that squared away. The next point is that right now they're ramping up what I call Washington, D.C. Incorporated, which is the United States government is really a corporation, or incorporated in 1875. That's when they pass laws, why they use the word resolution.
Yep.
So, you and I are citizens of Washington, D.C. because we signed a W-2 form. In the Constitution, it says no income tax. They didn't use the word income tax, but it's Article 1. Section 9, full paragraph number 4, it says there is to be no income tax or tax on an income. It's unconstitutional. And the 13th Amendment was not ratified properly. It is not standing law. So you and I, unknown to us, we became citizens of Washington, D.C. Incorporated. Now, why am I saying that? Because now, the Mossad owns cyberspace. How? Through the promiseware. And Stu is very familiar with promiseware and what it means. In other words, Intel makes a CPU. On top of that is an ARC, another smaller CPU, and that allows the Mossad through Unit 82 to go into any computer around the world. And through that, they can line up their ducks to go after the individual patriot. We just lost, just 2 weeks ago, a prayer warrior. He bled out in two places through two aneurysms and a massive bunch of mini strokes. Does that sound like a certain laser action performed on him? Yes.
That's all natural.
Wilson is what it is. And
So,
what we have now here is they are ramping everything up right now. That's why you are seeing on mainstream media news the white man, because the white man carries the banner of Jesus Christ, has to be wiped out. If you don't believe it, you can go to YouTube and put in Noel Ignatieff, a professor at Harvard, who says the white man must be eliminated off of this planet. And they are ramping it up.
What was that name?
Noel, N-O-E-L, Ignatieff, I-G-N-A-T-I-V-E. He was a full professor. And this is now being spoken of on mainstream media news. The white man is the terrorist. And so they're ramping everything up. You can see it in things like what happened to our prayer warrior, what happened to Stu Webb. You can see in different places where people are actually being physically armed. And they are ramping everything up. And this is why you're getting out of Texas a real big push for secession. That may be the only way to survive.
And then you got Florida. And then we've got Florida, DeSantis, the governor down there, the new one, good guy. He didn't succeed. He withdrew from the union.
Now, the other point of weaponry was an interview of an individual who was quoting the George Washington vision. Everybody go take a look at that and read it. Where you had the redcoats are coming, the redcoats are coming, the redcoats coming, where Paul Revere alerted all the people. Well, this individual is saying the white coats are coming, the white coats are coming. These white coats are schmucks that doctors wear, and what do they have into their hand? A syringe. And what are they going to do with that syringe? They're going to stick you. And what happens is, it is a nano-electrical apparatus that is being put in you, which causes your body to produce proteins. Your immune system then goes after those proteins, and what happens is your bodily organs become savaged.
Oh, wow.
So don't get stuck. Don't fall for the propaganda.
Now, Biden put it in an executive order, Don, recently to see to it that everybody gets vaccinated in America, and he's having FEMA across the country, good old Ollie North and Daddy Bush's FEMA that was set up illegally and later adapted to take over the streets of America. They're going to set up centers all around the country. They've already set it on mainstream Lion TV, okay? And so, therefore, we're going to have the troops on the streets, basically, because they're going to use the National Guard to do it with. And he said that he wants everybody vaccinated by the end of the year. Now, I've had nurses on. I've talked to nurses about these vaccinations. I think it was Charlene we had on the other day, and Paul and I. And she talked about it. I think it was about 4,000 people are dead now from taking it already. They're dying of heart attacks within 2 weeks after they get the shot. And these are all kinds of people not knowing. I mean, these people are out of control, okay, with this vaccination thing. And what's the chip going to do besides killing you if it doesn't kill you and melt you down in 36 to 42 months? Because there was a scientist I tried to save, a friend of mine, a former prosecutor. I tried to save a link she had sent me. And by the time I got up there and looked at it, and I turned around a half an hour later, going to put it up on my site and go try to save it, he was one that it was gone. But the point is he had taken all three vaccination companies, the ones that manufactured. Now we have a fourth one, supposedly. But there's three of them that he took and analyzed their vaccinations. And he said it would do the same thing Joe said, and you would be dead within 36 to 42 months after taking it because your immune system would turn to mush. And he said that it had the chip in it. And he showed what it would do the first time you get swiped. You give them your social security number, birth date, and your name, and you get swiped, and it activates your chip so you can buy and sell. It hooks up your bank card or your bank account number. It hooks up all your financial history. It gives everything on your medical history, everything from the first swipe. Now, that's coming. What I find interesting, have over the past couple of weeks is a lot of ATM machines have been closed down in the Midwest here in Kansas City. And it isn't because of my card. I'm watching everybody else walk away from. They're saying it won't work. It won't work. And that's the truth. And I went to a bank. Their own ATM wouldn't work. So I turned around and went to the drive-up and got the cash out I needed. I asked, I said, why is the ATM machine? So I said, we've had a problem with them. And that's all he said. Now, this is what had gone on. Are they trying to make us cashless, saying that the COVID and all this, all of a sudden we have new strains breaking out and all this other stuff? Think about this. China and the Lippo Group folks, LIPPO, China, Little Rock, Arkansas, Lippo Group, Worthington Bank, Little Rock, Arkansas, ties to Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, the Clinton scandal in the bedroom, the Chinese Lincoln bedroom scandal that Ambrose Pritchard wrote a book about, did an excellent job of it. He was working with a friend of mine, Bill McCoy, that got killed over exposing the Oklahoma City bombing, and he was defense intelligence. Now, the Lincoln bedroom, Patrick Fong, he's been after me before. That character and Lipple have infiltrated all the, and I'm releasing this top secret crap. I hope you people in government are listening. They released through espionage. They have professors in all the major universities in our country that have laboratories for the United States government doing various things. As an example, I'm going to cite this because I've said it before. I'm not releasing anything national security because I never signed any agreement to do so. As an example, K-State out in Manhattan has what's called liquefaction, and they developed it a few years back, 2004. They figured out a way to take two devices, set them out on the ground, and the earth turns liquid, and they could drop trucks down into a hole where they would unload them, and they would drive out elsewhere. Liquefaction. They could take this stuff and set one device on the end of Long Island, the other device on the other end, and every building would drop into quicksand within an hour. Every building. This is how sensitive it is. Now, I happened to pull out there where it says, because I was on my way up to do a job that Super Spook Otis Johnson got for me up in Hastings, down the street from me, another house to remodel. And I'm on my way up there. And he says, stop and check it out. It's at 36 and 81. So I do right there. And, you know, and there's a Motel 8 or something, all brand new, remodeled. That's where the top boys come to stay, I guess, for the night. But here's the point. I drove out there where they had that little sign, and all I did is drove down there a little bit, and all of a sudden I got two pickup trucks with automatic weapons pointing at me. I'm going, shit, out of nowhere. Then I drove around the back way, and I could see how it was designed, where they're pulled off all along through there. And the whole place, it had trees all the way around it, but there were no trees on the farmland itself. Agricultural Department. Now, this liquefaction, the Chinese have been after it. As an example, other laboratories I could go into as an example. You get into all the major universities, okay, without even mentioning. They are infiltrated in. The Chinese are. I hope the United States government hears what I have to say about this. It's very, very serious. Now, on my website about a year ago, I posted up that the not FEMA, but National Security held a special meeting with the representatives of the state of Kansas in Topeka. Hauled them down, no aides, just the reps in the Congress and Senate, hauled them down for a special meeting in FEMA buses that were whited out on the outside. And they hauled them down there to have a meeting in a big secret powwow about an arrest previously of a Chinaman from the University of KU, Kansas University there, or K-State. But they had arrested this guy, and I put up the stories. It was up on my website a little less than a year ago about what had happened. But I'm aware of things because I know someone that could testify and give everything and Crater Lipple and the Chinese Connection. So feds, why don't you reach out to me? Send me an email. Make a phone call. Don't come to my fucking door until I'm ready to talk to you. Now, with that said, I want to add something about Ed Slade, or about the technology. Ed Slade was a good friend, and he was murdered because Joe, you heard the conversation. I want to touch back on that for a minute. Ed was a scientist that worked with the aliens, the fallen angels, at Papoose Lake, Nevada, which is 60 miles northwest of Groom Lake, Area 51. That's our test site. The alien base is up the road. Now, Joe, what do you remember in the private conversation you and I had with him regarding bombs that he had?
All right. Let's clear things up just a tad bit. It was Don Seattle TV in which the interview took place. I was privy to the interview. I didn't say anything. Just let the conversation go. Ed Slade had gotten to a point of where he was talking about who are the aliens. At that point, Stu interrupted and said, "Now, Ed, who are the aliens? Are they the fallen angel aliens?" And Ed Slade said, "Yes." And what do we mean by the aliens? We are talking about the fallen angels who take a serpentine form. And those were the words of Ed Slade.
Now, Ed, before his death, he was tired because he was poor. They put him in a box. They tried to murder him, folks. He was in a coma for 2 years, and then I met him after he came out of the coma. He was legit. Now, five of his colleagues all died within 6 months, were all suicided. They were all, and Ed was hit with a laser energy weapon of some type and nearly killed him, and that's the reason he was in the coma. But before his death, Ed was tired of being poor. He was broke as shit. And he had some bonds he was buying over the years from the New World Order boys, who he answered to. He didn't answer to the President of the United States, yes. He made Johnson a special toy, automatic weapon he could walk around after Kennedy's murder in his pocket. He always had his hand in his pocket because he had that automatic weapon strapped to him. Ed went to the White House and designed it. He told him what he wanted, and he did it. But he was a scientist for not only the government, but for the aliens. He answered to them. Now, Rothschild and Rockefeller, Meyer Rothschild, was one of them that he answered directly to. Over the years as a scientist in the 50s and 60s and so on and so forth, and he was credited for landing the Apollo on the moon. But he says, "Oh, some of the bitches didn't use my jet propulsion system, they used anti-gravity," and he was Space Center being congratulated as the scientist that landed it. And he said, "No, nothing blew off the moon. They used anti-gravity." And so when it came in, he was on the ship when they picked it up. He checked it out and found out it was. He knew what it was, alien technology. He worked with them. Now, Ed had these bonds. And he says, "Stu, I don't know what they're worth, but I kept buying bonds." They kept saying, "Oh, Ed, you got about 50 grand over here in the bank. Why don't you buy about $10,000 worth of bonds here? They'll be worth a fortune to you later on, gold bonds." Well, over the years, he put his retirement into these bonds, thinking that it was going to be the thing. And so he told me, he says, "Stu," he says, "I don't know what they're worth." He said, "I'm going to send them to you." And happened to be Otis was down the street from me. So I took him down there, and Otis was an expert in all kinds of stuff, super spook. Otis Johnson, he worked for General Flynn, as an example, before his death when he murdered him with Stonar technology from Daddy Bush's E-Systems, Dallas, Texas, and their Westar satellite that they use on people, and I'll explain that in a minute. But Otis says, "Yeah, bring him down here." So I did. He checks him out. Next day, he comes back, and he says, "Come down here. I got to talk to you about your friend's paper." I said, "Really? That means don't talk on the phone." So I go down there, and the door unlocked, you know, I pound on, "Come on in," and the whole bit. But anyway, he has a stack of bonds on his table in his dining room. And one, he says, "These are all phony. There was some place he could check them out in New York." He says, "These two are legitimate." And I said, "What are they worth?" He says, "A lot of fucking money, and it will get you killed." I said, "Really?" He says, "A couple trillion dollars." I said, what are they? He said, gold bonds. They were tied someplace in Germany and someplace else that they had. Well, he had bought a couple of legitimate bonds. Otis says, you don't want to cash them in. They'll kill you. Well, I told Ed that, and I warned him about it. I sent his bonds back to him, but Ed insisted. And when he was dead, they found 2,000 laser marks on his brain in the autopsy, x-rays. He had 2,000 holes on his brain from laser. The doctor said it was a laser burned him 2,000 times on his brain. That's what they did to Ed Slate. Now, he was the top U.S. scientist that built toys for the aliens, but he answered to the fallen angel-possessed human being. As Otis said, they're registered with the NSA. There's 200,000 aliens that are registered that are occupying human beings. They have to have a human to operate, and they are doing it. And I said, then you're talking about all the world leaders are possessed. He says, no, Stu. He says, many of them are not. He says, take Trump. He's not possessed. He says, many people are not, but their aides around them are who give them the bad advice. I said, well, it makes sense. Plus, he says, you're right about Hope, Arkansas. He says, there are 10 million of them that were cloned down there in Hope, Arkansas. I got in that with Rodney, forgot his name, with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. He exposed all that stuff or tried with me. He did a lot of the Iran-Contra stories, everything with Al Martin, and trying to blow out Mena, Arkansas, and the Clintons. And I don't know whether he's still around, still alive or not, but I haven't talked to him in years. But he found Hope, Arkansas, too. And we had long discussions about it. And Otis said they cloned 10 million registered, but he says, Stu, we at the NSA believe that they've cloned more like 20 to 30 million man army. Now, these are clones. No conscience to them. There's no conscience. They don't have a soul, so therefore they don't have a conscience. They will kill people. They will act as animals. Take the guy who went down and killed 5 New Orleans cops about 4 years or 5 years ago. He sat down in the chair in Dallas, Texas at E-Systems and got programmed. And he went down and killed him. I looked him up. I looked up on the internet. Guess who I find with an arm around each other? The black guy that tried to kill me in a car crash rollover working for the FBI number 5 in 2010, which is up on the front of my internet site. Go take a look, folks. Now, I want to add their technology. Go ahead, Joe.
The black man did not kill cops in New Orleans. He killed police in Dallas.
No, there was a New Orleans killing that he left Dallas and went down to New Orleans. Now, this is about 5 years ago, Paul. There was an incident in New Orleans. Those are the cops he killed. But anyway, I want to say one more thing about weaponry. Dallas, Texas, and E-Systems is the Westar satellite system. They're one of the biggest defense contractors we've got. It was Daddy Bush. Now, E-Systems is Raytheon Corporation. E-Systems is where they run hit teams out of. They're running the drugs out of. Jeb Bush is all tied up with it. And the drug operations in the Hollywood Air Base down there in Hollywood, Florida, and the whole bit, and into Fort Worth, Dallas-Fort Worth, where they're hauling drugs, and all the Iran-Contra stuff that still goes on down there by Joel at the Indian Reservation. All these drug operations are still going on, and it's E-Systems in control of it. Now, they're the ones bringing the heroin back from Afghanistan in drones, landing them in Hollywood and landing them in other places. And they're importing all these narcotics and they're selling them. But the Westar satellite system changes voting booths, folks. It isn't just Dominion. It's everything that's electronic. Even in Missouri here, you go to do a ballot, you do the punch ballot or whatever, you still punch it, put it in the machine, and it counts your votes. Now, as a result of that, they fly it over during the middle of the day because no one has an accurate count. They read it and say, oh, well, so-and-so's John McCain, he's losing by 40,000 votes. Whoops, he's winning by 80,000 votes. They just change it. Nobody sees it. And they think it's all accurate counting because Westar flew over. Besides the fraud of Dominion and hooked up to the internet, which is all hooked up to our governmental system. And I'll explain that to you. Our governmental internet and telephone system is owned by private Israeli corporations. Private Israeli corporations. They own the internet system. It's all intertwined with Bluffdale, Utah, our top secret NSA base underground, tied in with one down in Cheney, Kansas, tied in with one in Atlanta, tied in with one at St. Louis, tied in with Maryland. They're all tied together, but they're tied in with Jerusalem, because I've had the cyber terrorist attacks and prove it. And I posted on my last posting this week of cyber attacks against Stu Webb on Breaking News column, you will see Cheney Reservoir, Kansas, government-owned or government internet system, trying to log into Stu Webb, but you scroll down a little bit on that page and it says, where's the server coming from? Jerusalem, Israel. That's an example of the two internet connections all in one. Now that comes back to what Joe was talking about. Inslaw, Law, Intel, the whole bit. It was stolen from the Hamilton family. It was a big major case. The government's supposed to buy it for prosecutorial purposes with prosecutors to track white-collar criminals like Leonard Melman, Larry Mizell, Daddy Bush, and the Clintons, and the rest of them. For narcotics, money laundering, breaking savings and loans, and the financial crisis and everything else, the same people. It would have tracked them. Instead, Daddy Bush put the trap back door with Michael Ricana's shooter, which Ted Gunderson set up in a fake meth lab, put him away because he opened his mouth about putting the trap back door in Inslaw, which Bush passed to all the intelligence communities around the world. And this is the reason that Israel is controlling our entire internet system and phone system for our government, how they've taken over all of it. Now, let me tell you something about this Westar. It's a dangerous son of a bitch. It's got E-Systems, has on Westar called Stone, S-T-O-N-E, hyphened R technology. They shoot 10 million people worldwide every night. Night in respectively in their part of the world. In the United States at night, I heard there's over 10,000 people get shot with Stonar because they're trying to put them out of business. Here's what it does. It breaks down your immune system and depletes you of potassium, magnesium, zinc, vitamin D, wipes you out. You get cramps from it. Your immune system breaks down and you die of a cold or a virus or the flu after a certain period of time. I've been being shot with it since 2004 that I'm aware of because Otis Johnson went in and checked. He said, there's six people in Kansas City being hit. He said, you're one of them. I said, well, who are the other ones? He says, I can't tell you. He says, I'm not supposed to tell you, but you asked me if you were on the list. And I am, was, still am. Here's how bad it's gotten. They exploded a battery in my telephone about 12 o'clock at night. Getting ready to go to bed, had my computer on, not hooked up the internet. The TV I had on because I wanted to see a broadcast of something to deal with the news that something was said, and I'm watching for it. And all of a sudden, the phone starts smoking and glowing. I yanked it off my table. I pulled it, the back of it off real quick, and the battery fell out, shrunk and was on fire. I had to get a spatula and scrape it off the floor and put it in the sink and get it out. The fumes were so bad, 3 hours it took to get the fumes out of this place. For 2 days I had a sore throat, felt sick from it, gassed me. They did that to me. Next day I had to go buy another phone, make sure I could take the battery out of it. Now the battery, when I go to bed at night, it goes someplace and it's covered. It's not in this place. Anyway. The second thing they did to me, two times in a row, I had a tooth crack off. There was no decay. It fell out. I couldn't understand it. What the hell? Did it crack a tooth on me? How did this happen? Then I have two teeth. I'm sitting in front of the computer, and all of a sudden, it looked like a laser beam shooting at my face. I covered my hands real quick, and I jumped up, grabbed my phone, because I do a hotspot to get on the internet. And I turn off the phone, and I come back And I'm looking, going, oh my God. So then the next day, I'm chewing something to eat. And all of a sudden, I feel two teeth trying to push out of my head. I went, what? I grabbed one and pulled it, and it comes out. There's no decay whatsoever. It'd been cut, cracked. The other one, it's loose, wanting to come out, wouldn't quite do it. I break it off, had a little bit of tooth still hanging together. Now, I didn't know this, but my vision's been getting a little bit worse this past 6 months. And I hear from Patricia that she's heard the same thing, the technology, and it affects your eyesight. These people are friggin' dangerous, and their toys are dangerous, and they got to be taken away from the boys and put back in the proper hands of people who are not dangerous like they are. What we're up against, folks, is New World Order, shadow government, not deep state, shadow government, New World Order to its max, and they think they're going to light you up with 5G, they're going to vaccinate you, and they're going to get rid of two-thirds of the people. Now, I'm going to shut up with what I've said. I want Paul or Joe to comment. If there's anything I left out, Joe and Paul to come on and talk about the different things he wants to talk about. But I'm warning people of something. If we don't put a stop to this, and I'm serious about it, it's going to have to be some way done. So here's my suggestion to all those in the mainstream media and all the Congress and Senate and governors and everybody who are pushing and all the vaccination, all FEMA, everybody that wants the vaccination and does not know it's the mark of the beast in Revelations 13, you better go read. If you want it, please push your congressmen, your senators, the media to go get theirs in front of you. Do you realize what it would do if we got them all vaccinated? God almighty, 2 weeks to 36 months to all be croaked. Think of what the Republic could do with some good, honest people running for those public positions. So therefore, please push the people at the leadership at the top to get their vaccination. Joe, you have any comments?
Go ahead, Paul. I'm wondering, do I have a connection? Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can, Paul.
I want to speak generally and then more specifically about what has been covered so far. A lot of information for the listener. The world runs on deception, and the people behind the deception, they feed on pain, misery, suffering, destruction, deception, death. That is their agenda. And what they're very, very capable of doing is flooding us, overwhelming us with disinformation and misinformation. And I am of the opinion that right now we're to the point where artificial superintelligence, Hell's Kitchen, is in charge for what they're doing. They have plans for us, and they have what's called the Great Reset, and they are moving forward with the Great Reset. What Stu and Joel have already covered is some essential background information, essential timely information that everyone needs to understand and be able to think through, because, for instance, Israel and China are part of the Zionist agenda together. In fact, Israel has allied with China, and I personally believe that Israel actually controls China to some degree. I know that sounds wild, but we are up against a formidable opponent. Let me just talk about how we think about things for a minute, and I'm going to use a metaphor. Most people are familiar with a horse track. And the horse track is like every other endeavor that we are exposed to or participate in, and that is to say that the people in charge, they own all sides of the game. So at the horse track, they not only own the track, They own the horses. They own the jockeys. They own the owners. They own the veterinarians. They own the trainers. They own the odds makers. They own the casinos. And they own the weather. Now, think about how many things on that list there are. Well, how does it all work? Well, it works through compartments and silos. And one of the things that Stu and Joel and I do on his program and that we would like to do today is help people connect the dots. There are two types of thinking. There's inductive thinking, and then there is deductive thinking. What we are taught, what has happened to us in the educational system, what has happened to us through mainstream media and through all of our institutions is forethought deductive thinking. In other words, we're supposed to take one issue in isolation and think about it on its merits. And they are so good with their propaganda that now we've been reduced to divide and conquer because of information or disinformation or events or medical practices, our educational curriculum on their merits. And once they have us thinking about things on their merits, we have become compartmentalized. We're in silos. And we can't even stick our head above the cubicle and say to the next guy, what do you know? What are you working on? And that's how they run their world, our world. We are absolutely out on the farm in compartmentalized silos where we don't know how to connect one event to another or this information with that information. And unless we realize how they have mind controlled us, programmed us, socially engineered us, then we really have no way of even thinking about how to respond. So I made some big points. The world runs on deception, and these people behind it, they have no compassion, no conscience. And they serve their dark lord, Lucifer. And this is likely coming straight out of Hell's Kitchen and artificial superintelligence. And what they've got is a global surveillance system. So they're monitoring everything that we're doing, and they are looking at how we respond to their disinformation, misinformation. And what we have to do is have a plan to think about our thinking and understand what we're up against. The good news is there are more of us than there are them. And if we can get information out and get people to think about what that information means and how to use it to resist, then we can overcome them. There are very, very few of them. All right, so I want to try and put all of this in perspective where we are right now, is they have the ultimate goal of H+. H+ is transhumanism. That is the promise from Genesis 3. And the people at the top, millionaires, and the long-term occultic bloodline families, and the Jesuits, and all of those connected with the New World Order, which is one world government, one world currency, and one world religion, they are moving forward with the Great Reset so that they can achieve the one world government, one world currency, one world religion, and that ultimately is going to be mass genocide. I'm just going to give you five documents that everyone should be familiar with if they want to know, hey, how was this presented and why didn't I know about this, or this is what I know. The first document is the Club of Rome, Limits to Growth. It started out as a white paper in the 1970s. It outlined everything they were going to do. I was trying to make people aware in the 70s and the early 80s about what the document said, and I personally thought, well, we got a ways to go. They really aren't very far along yet. We got some time. People will listen. People weren't interested. about the same time at the Club of Rome, a report was supposedly leaked. I think it was deliberately leaked, and it's called Report from Iron Mountain. And once again, like the Club of Rome, it outlines their plans generally and specifically. So you got the Club of Rome, Limits to Growth. It's become a book. It's got a bunch of reprintings now. Report from Iron Mountain, that leaked report, well, it tells you everything that they were going to do. And that then moves into a report called Quiet Weapons or Silent Wars. And once again, they outlined everything that they have on their agenda. The document everyone should be familiar with, but no one seems to want to read, are Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030. Now, once again, these documents are very general and then very specific. In addition to those documents that explain exactly what they have planned, and you can't say they have put the truth out in plain sight. Everyone should be familiar with these things. And anyone that wants to debate with you, I would just say, hey, have you read the Club of Rome? Are you familiar with the report from Iron Mountain? Are you familiar with Quiet Weapons for Silent Wars? Are you familiar with Agenda 21? Are you familiar with Agenda 2030? And then I'm going to add another report from 2010. It's called the Rockefeller Report. And the Rockefeller Report, of course, just ties all those things together. And this is where we are now with their plan to... I'm not sure if we're dealing with a virus. I'm not sure if we're dealing with a bot. I'm not sure if we're dealing with a virus and a bot and something else. But we've got these 5G towers that are monitoring everything we're doing. They're sending electromagnetic frequencies. We are in a real battle here against a globalist agenda. I'm going to stop now because I've thrown a lot of information out, but I just want to suggest that remember that when you go to news sources and when you think about your thinking, you've got to understand that even if you trust the source, that source may not have the big picture. You have to know that most of what you're being presented with is compartmentalized information and knowledge, and you have to put it back in the bigger whole, the big picture. See, complexity by definition is whole part, whole relationships. And it's only when you put the constituent parts back into the whole that you can have a sensible narrative. And what they've been so good at is divide, 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 and conquer. They've got us fighting each other. We think our neighbors are enemy, or we think that the people across the city are enemy, or we think people in another state are our enemy. In fact, until we understand what they've got us doing, we're not addressing the big problem, which is them. And they're serving their fallen God Lucifer. I turn back to you guys. Thank you.
Now I want to add something about the vaccinations. It's got the DNA changer in it. It's got the mark of the beast, which is in Revelation 13. Can't buy or sell without the mark. They got 5G. They're cranking up radiation through the 5G on us because we've got chemtrail debris flying every place, which is heavy metals, barium, aluminum, and others that people set up, like Hannah Kruger, Hannah's Herb Shop, great herbs, folks. HannahsHerbShop.com. She used to cure people of cancers of all kinds with her herbs. Recommend you just go up there and call them up, etc. But she set up stuff way back in the 90s at her farm, these big traps, to find out what was in the chemtrails. And she reported at one time on the site what she found. Now, that stuff's going on. As Super Spook Otis Johnson said, it goes to 40,000 feet in the air. It lights up the atmosphere, the whole bit. They have you glowing. Radiation poisoning is what we're getting. Now, recommended by alternative nurses and doctors, potassium, magnesium, zinc, vitamin D, and apple juice, a glass every day, among other things that you need to do. The people that are dying of the so-called COVID virus are lacking magnesium, potassium, vitamin D, iron, or zinc are the basics that they are lacking. They're saying that these were the things that the people did not have in the way of nutrition in their body. It's because it's being zapped out of you. Now, we have chemtrails. We have We have weather wars. We're at modification of the weather. Jet stream down. Move it around. Do anything they want to do. This is alien technology. And they're able to wipe the crops out. What are they after? They're wiping out everything. Look at Bakersfield, California, and go north to Napa. How much food has been grown in there in the past year? Hardly anything. Look at what's gone in Panama. Huge growing fields down there. Wiped out with mass amounts of rain. That's the same thing that happened a year ago up there. Look at what happened recently in California. That was jet stream movement with HAARP. It was to cause chaos across the United States. Look at the storm that hit the Northeast. That was HAARP. You could tell because the jet stream doesn't just dip down across the Midwest and back up. It's like a frigate snake coming off the Alaskan HAARP machine where they have it parked up by the pipeline. And it comes down the coastline of California, pulling all this moisture across, pumping it all across from all the way up in Oregon and Seattle, etc., all the way down. And then all of a sudden it takes a left hook or a right hook, whatever you want to call it, and it shoots across Arizona over Professor Paul and weather dumps snow down there. And then it shoots across Texas, picks up moisture out of the Gulf, and dumps it all across the Midwest. And it turns back towards Kansas City from Arizona. That's a snake HAARP machine. That is not the jet stream being normal. Just wanted to bring that up. These are what we are up against as human beings. We have the enemy, the fallen angels, who are trying to bring end time prophecies completely to a head. And I don't believe in a total all this nonsense with these preachers or anything else and dispensationalism. I'm not into that. I'm into the Word of God, the best I can get it from Jesus Christ, who I consider to be God Almighty that was here on human form. Now, if you don't have Him right now, you're screwed. If you're not asking God on a daily basis for help, guidance, understanding, what am I to do? Listen in the Spirit what He says to you. We all need to be praying for the salvation of everybody on this planet. And we need to be praying and putting, as Joel says, the blood of Jesus Christ over the entire planet to wake them all up. But I ask God on a daily basis to send His warring angels after them. Take it to the Congress. Take it to the Senate. Go in and bring them to salvation, Lord. Let it be Your will. You start praying for somebody's salvation, oh boy, the party starts. If they don't drop on their hands and knees, most likely they're going to die. With that said, Joe or Paul?
I think you're spot on, Stu. And once again, I do appreciate how when I share a general concept that you're able to take it and specifically operationalize it. Joel, we talk a lot about numerous topics, and they control the media, they control the educational system, they control the medical, they control entertainment, and I'm wanting to go a different direction here. And I'm going to suggest that there's a whole lot going on right now that is confounding. We're trying to make sense of what is going on in Washington, D.C. And I think most of the listeners to this podcast are going to be familiar with the election or this election. Now, I am of the opinion that the globalists own both sides. They also own Donald Trump. So this is not a good cop, bad cop situation. In fact, we've just got two versions of the New World Order that are coming our way. Now, I have a number of problems with Donald Trump that I've had for 4 years. I guess emotionally I would choose Trump over Biden because I just think this whole Biden is Biden. It is it is just a continuation of the Bush, Clinton, Bush, Sotero presidency. And I am thinking, based on what I'm observing and the chatter I'm getting and the amount of disinformation and misinformation and their absolute control of the mainstream media and the alternative media, that a false flag and a huge one can't be far away. Let me just give you two examples. There's a congresswoman from Georgia who has already been stripped of her committees. I listened to her full speech. I thought she made some really good points. And once again, she was taken out of context, but she did make the point that really what she had done was no different than other people in Congress and what the mainstream media was already doing, which is feeding us disinformation and lies and presenting it as truth. Well, hey, they've already come after her. If they come after her, we're not far behind. The second point that I want to make about what's going on is we had the false flag, and it was the FBI agent, and now we're told supposedly this FBI agent was the same one that was investigating other crimes like, out of Washington, D.C., Epstein related, and he was some agent who was really in charge of the whole apparatus or, high level, and of course, that is the gun grab. So we got two things. We're being censored for any comments that we make that are pro-Constitution, pro-Christian, pro-freedom of speech. And then not only is there going to be censorship of the truth that is going to further escalate, but then we are going to see the gun grab. And Joel has mentioned to me, Paul, it's worse than that. It's these vaccines are going to kick in, and for some people it's not going to take 24 months or 36 months. They're going to die right after the injection, and they're going to come at night for the bodies. So I'm suggesting we are not far off, from a roundup. So I turn it over to you guys.
Let me add something to I found interesting this past week. They've got a new strain of the virus. Some kind of super strain now that's coming out of the UK, they discover over there. Then yesterday, it's reported on the local news, there's a new strain similar to the UK that broke out. Somebody's dead in Manhattan from it. Manhattan, Kansas. Where's that? I just talked about K-State, new strain. They found Chinese over there doing espionage, and they arrested them. It's on my website. It happened about eight, 9 months ago. Then all of a sudden, there was about a little over a year ago, when all this thing with the coronavirus came about, they were blaming China because what? There was a professor at Harvard, Chinaman, he was arrested for passing some kind of bio full of a chemical because Harvard makes chemicals for the U.S. government. Sorry to do that to you, government. You got the Chinese infiltrated all the laboratories. Anyway, he ships it over. Two people were arrested. Remember that one, Joe?
Yeah.
Would you explain it if it needs more detail? But that's what they're saying.
Let me interrupt. There is a professor who was at Harvard, and he was given $50,000 a month to help develop the Wuhan lab. And that is where the virus supposedly came out of. But
partially owned by George Soros.
He was not the only one that was involved in it. But there was, it goes to prove the case of a collusion by the same suspects that are pulling off the same caper to solidify and centralize. And that's what the meaning is about this guy getting, this professor getting arrested because he was paid around 50,000 grand a month, and was given $1 million to help build the Wuhan lab.
Now, there were two other people that were arrested also. There was another arrest up in Virginia or someplace within a month where someone was arrested for supposedly having a strain of this so-called virus that was passed, that started all this so-called virus. I don't know whether it is them, but look at the connections with the Chinese. You got K-State, you got Matt, you got Harvard. As I said, FBI, reach out to me by email or telephone, 816-492-9809. I got people that could testify and put a complete halt to the problem with the Chinese infiltration. They're the experts, not me. One of them's a scientist, the other's a prosecutor. Reach out to me. You want to end espionage inside the United States pertaining to the Chinese? Yes. Now, I'm going to add something. Patrick Fung, Red Chinese Army. Ambrose Pritchard's book on the Clintons. The Lincoln bedroom for sale. Patrick Fung, Red Chinese. All tied up in these laboratories, folks. Worthington Bank, Little Rock, Arkansas. Lippo Group, supplying the narcotics from China to the Clintons in Little Rock, Arkansas, part of Iran-Contra. He was the one, the Lincoln bedroom for sale. Secrets, 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 secrets. Now, Patrick Fong was very important in setting up the New World Order's hidden treasury. Hidden. Hildebeest and the Rose Law Firm was taking trusts that were registered in China. And she was taking them on behalf of Daddy Bush and my former witch doctor's father, Leonard Millman, who owned Silverado Savings. If the guy that took over when he died, Otis told me, Super Spook said, whatever lived in Millman lived for thousands of years. He says, that alien, and now it's inhabiting Larry Mizell. Because he was the chosen one to be next. Now, Mizell and Norman Brownstein are two APEC directors who were on the board of Silverado with Neil Bush, laundering $9 trillion worth of narcotics money and ripping off the government on all kinds of fraud involving the FDIC out of Dallas that they had control of. I mean, there were trillions ripped off. Trillions and trillions during the savings and loan fiasco. Now, I caused the congressional investigation on Silverado. That's the reason I know this shit. And the Clintons. I was working with Rodney. There's another Rodney that was a highway patrolman that was investigating all the meanest stuff. And I'm hiding from the FBI and on the phone with him about three times a week. Never ratted me out where I was at. They didn't know, but he wanted the information I had. And I supplied, and he tried to do his best. I know things. Here's the point. They had BCCI, Bank of Credit and Commerce International, running out of there. Hildebeest was the first one to represent him when they were money laundering. Jonathan Beatty with Time Magazine wrote a book, The Outlaw Bank. He did stories on the Denver airport for me. Silverado did stuff on BCCI. He's out of business now. Warren Beatty's brother. He was here in Kansas City and met with me in person for 3 days. With Margie Sloan, that was instrumental in getting the book published with Peter Bruton called Clinton Book, I mean, the Mafia, CIA, and George Bush. Now, here's where it ties together. The two APEC directors, Norman Brownstein and Larry Mizell, are the Jewish mob in America. It was the old Meyer Lansky crime syndicate. They control the leases in Israel of all its oil and up and down the Palestinian coast, these two men. They control the Bank of Israel. Norman Brownstein and Larry Mizell are the mob, Jewish mob, in America today. They are it. The two APEC directors that control the United States Congress, Senate. Brownstein, very interesting cat and gator, was Daddy Bush's top attorney when Daddy Bush was CIA director. These two guys came out of law school in 72. Millman hired them. One started building apartments, Richmond American Homes now it's called, MDC Holdings, conglomerate, was involved in $100 trillion worth of artificial mortgages that he never was prosecuted for, but tied to J.P. Morgan when Morgan paid $16 billion fee, Mizell's asset something had to pay a $2.5 billion fine. And they walked away with $100 trillion worth of artificial mortgages that they're going around stealing people's homes back. Total control. The mob. Now, this fallen angel possessed character was taking, or not the fallen angel, but Norman Brownstein, that controls these trusts for Daddy Bush and Millman and all of them. Patrick Fung was registering these trusts in China. This is the Lippo Group. passing them to Hillary Clinton, who passed them up to Norman Brownstein, as an example. If you go to see Global Crossings, punch it in stuweb.com in the search box, it will come up and tell you the company that owns the Panama Canal as well. This particular group, Global Crossings, was a huge financial loss to the American people in 1997 involving the fraudster Norman Brownstein. Every time they touch something, it's theft. Everything should be clawed back from these people and redistributed back to America. That's what needs to be done. But these people have such a control box that nobody can believe it. Take an example. I'll cite these last words. In the General Accounting Office of the United States Congress, or of our government, deals with the Treasury, deals with the IRS, Comptroller of Currency, etc. They get numbers, they report to the Congress, the Senate, they carry badges and guns, but they have no prosecutorial ability. They report the numbers to them, to the Congress and Senate. 1981, they said 1% of the population controlled 20% block of the entire economy of the U.S. Now, you take 1981, Daddy Bush arrives as vice president. Then you take and you look at 2012. The General Accounting Office reports that 400 men are in control of 95% of the U.S. economy. 400 men. They're 400 buffers. They're buffers. Fronts, cutouts, media calls them, they're buffers. As super spooks have always told me. Those are the guys, if they get caught doing something now bad, they get punished for it. And the top 12 disciples of Satan, plus a few others, they don't get touched, that are controlling the economy. Now, the pension funds, as soon as J.P. Morgan had to come up with the money to sell to pay their fine on bank bailout, which I was the guy that caused the bank bailout scandal to come forth. It needed to be exposed, but it never was. When J.P. Morgan paid the 16-point-something billion in fine, shortly thereafter, Larry Mizell in Denver, Milman's old company, Meyer Lansky, Power Financial, a subsidiary of Power of Canada, is a Great West Life of Denver. Great West Life was involved in Imperial Savings Collapse, Western Savings Collapse. It was all subsidiary companies of Great West Life. Great West Life is HSBC Bank, Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corp, the largest bank in the world, which is involved in all kinds of heavy narcotics trafficking forever and ever and ever since Silverado. It was part of the loop of money that's shown in the Mafia, CIA, and George Bush by Pete Bruton, because I gave him the Silverado and Chicago connections. And I was in prison when the book came out. I said, don't put my name in the friggin' thing. I don't want to get killed. I got too many enemies in here now. But that book showed the money trail from Denver to J.P. Morgan to the Bahamas, to the Isle of Jersey, John King, it's one of the guys out of Denver, the Isle of Jersey had money laundering over to HSBC Bank. Then it broke up from there, and it went to three banks in Switzerland, and then it turned around and went to the Isley Brokerage in Las Vegas, Nevada, with discretionary accounts set up so nobody's identity was made, and he bought up Wall Street through the Isley Brokerage. Isley himself had a place in Gresham, Oregon, where Daddy Bush and Dick Cheney used to go out shooting kids, turn them loose naked, kidnap kids, go out to hunt them down and kill them after he raped them. That's the psychopaths that were involved in stealing the economy. And Hillary Clinton was in the middle of it with Patrick Wu and those trusts that were set up that all looks like China owns America. It's the way they hide their identity. Here's one more example. The Onks Trust, O-N-Y-X, registered out of Colorado as a trust run by Norman Brownstein, is the Onks Acceptance Company out of Valley Bank of Arizona. Where you're at, Joe? Valley Bank was involved in all the Bureau of Land Management fraud involving all of the growth areas of Arizona, Las Vegas, California, etc. Valley Bank, there's two attorneys that were doing this. Everything that Larry Mizell made an offer on that was legitimate property in Las Vegas being sold by the Bureau of Land Management, he got for 5 cents on the dollar. Everybody else was putting up bids of 95 cents on the dollar, but yet he was special, a special thief that got it through these two Valley Bank attorneys. Valley Bank attorneys is what Daddy Bush paying October Surprise with Bob Hunt, my friend, Naval Intelligence, on the tarmac in France, paying the Iranian Bonnie Sardar his payment of $40 million that came from Valley Bank. And my friend Gunther Rusbacher and Dick Brennecke, which isn't my friend, but I have talked to him, were the pilots that flew Daddy Bush over there. And then he got on an SR-71 that Ross Pro investigated, which he was on, but Gunther claimed to be the pilot, and he wasn't. So Ross cut him off. I'm hiding from the FBI, talking to Ross Pro. I was in the thick of it, folks, still am. I'm just telling you something. They flew him over there, they paid the Iranians, he flew back on SR-71 and made his appearance so he wouldn't be, oh, we paid the Iranians off to keep the hostages. Then an admiral fumbles the rescue attempt by Carter, intentionally crashes two airplanes in, because I have a Marine friend who was aboard that ship that day. He knew what happened. He's not in the military any longer, been retired for or out of it for years. Now, Daddy Bush gets elected, or sworn in. 5 minutes later, the Iranians said they're going to release the hostages. That was October Surprise. That's how they stole the election to get Daddy Bush in from Carter. Constantly, constantly, treason and sedition, treason and sedition, treason and sedition, treason and sedition against our Constitution and our Republic. We don't live in a democracy, folks. We live in a republic, if you're willing to keep it. Don, what do you and Patricia have to say? Don, are you with us? Paul?
I'm here.
Joe, are you with us? Joe? Yeah. Don? Oh. I guess his hour ran out on his time. Don, are you there? Well, I wanted to bring him up and have a conversation. I think we better end it, gentlemen. We're just a little over an hour and 7 minutes here. So any last words, Paul or Joe?
Yeah, I want to read a quote from Kissinger just so people, they get the real deal here. Kissinger may be about 116 years old and met with a minister and her husband, Vadim Holiday. Previously, Vadim Romanov of the Romanovs in Bolshevik Revolution time. He escaped through Greece and then came to America, ended up being FDR's translator at Yalta. He was a man of many secrets, but he let his wife pat in on some of them, and it's beyond the scope of this show to cover it. But let me just tell you what Kissinger said regarding health and eugenics in February of 2009. Once the herd accepts mandatory forcible vaccination, it's game over. They will accept anything, forcible blood or organ donation, for the greater good. We can genetically modify children and sterilize them for the greater good. Controlled sheep minds and you control the herd. Vaccine makers stand to make billions, and many of you in this room today are investors. It's a big win-win. We thin out the herd, and the herd pays us for providing extermination services. And this is classic Kissinger. Now, what's for lunch, huh?
Yeah, I hear that.
All right, now, let me interrupt here real quick. What Paul has said is exactly the direction that it's going, and it's not going to be done in years. It's going to be done in months. You white men now are now called terrorists. By the mass media, you are terrorists. And they have now hooked up with governmental law enforcement organizations to do what they need to do to come after us. And they're already talking about the re-education camps. And if you don't think it's not happening, it is happening now in England and Australia.
And FEMA was set up by Ollie North and Daddy Bush to do exactly this, to round everybody up. Federal Emergency Management Agency that was set up with drug money from Iran-Contra laundered through Silverado, and it was all money that later the United States government, after forcing the Congress and Senate to adapt it as an agency, they did. This was, I don't know, 5 years after they created it. Now, if I may for a moment, FEMA, according to Joe Biden, they're setting up camps all across the United States using FEMA troops, National Guard troops, to inject people with the needles. They've already talked about it on the national so-called news for the past 2-3 days. They've mentioned it several times. This is very serious what's getting ready to happen, folks. I don't know about you, but they can't force a vaccination on me. It won't happen. Go ahead, Joel.
Of course. Well, I do think we need to wrap it up here. And I just want to suggest that everyone be aware of your surroundings. Right now, things are very seemingly quiet, but I think there's a whole lot going on that we aren't privy to. Now, I know there's even some chatter that some good things are going to happen, and I don't want to dash anyone's hope because I'm not a truth machine. We've got some pretty good sources through Stu and Joel, and I'm a researcher, and I've been at this for 48 years. And what I do know is we've lost the rule of law. We don't have functioning civil institutions. And civic society is so irrevocably broken that I don't know how to put Humpty Dumpty back together with all those pieces. And once again, they have us so distracted, going so many different directions with discrete information, meaning isolated specific information, that we are just always at a disadvantage because we got to put it back into the hole to make any sense of it. And instead, we're always distracted with the next headline or the next event. And we need each other at this point. And obviously, a big part of this show is that we're stressing it's if we have not yet repented and turned our hearts to God to renew us, and if we're not in His Word and living His commandments, we're in big trouble. We're in big trouble regardless. But at least in the world beyond this one, if we put our faith in Jesus, we have a promise. That's my clue.
Okay, but that said, Joe, you have any last comments?
No.
Okay, Paul, you want to lead us in prayer? Close us in prayer?
Yes, Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to bring truth, to bring our reality, and hopefully your message to the audience. We ask for a hedge of protection against forces, spiritual and physical, electromagnetical, known and unknown, things that we can only imagine. Please protect us from. Please create confusion in the camp of the enemy. Put it in their hearts to know you and repent as well. We ask that you give us the knowledge, wisdom, courage, and strength to serve you as you have asked us to do. We ask those things in Jesus' name, in the blood of Jesus, using the blood of Jesus and the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Professor Paul. Thank you, Professor Joe. Thank you, Don and Patricia. I guess they went off after an hour on their live stream. Anyway, have a good day, gentlemen.
Thank you.